Dungas sweetens their car deals with $9.95 oil changes. Dungas Choice is the smart choice, and they're only minutes away from you in Bartlesville. Get more info at DungasChoice.com.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the free KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Well, back at halftime here. About a minute left to go before the halftime intermission ends. As the Union Redskins trail Lake Ridge High School 20-14 here in Mansfield, Texas. It was a series of big plays here in the first half. Union scoring first and battling back in the end of the first half to get even with this thing, or try to get close anyway. And then pull within 6 points here right at the end of the first half. We thank Emily Barkley, the athletic director, and Doc Blevins. Doc will have our player of the game and talk to him down on the field afterwards. Some college football scores. Kind of keep track with the University of Tulsa, of course, is up at East Lansing, Michigan. And TU trailing 25-7 with 2 minutes, 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Now 28-7. Michigan State just kicked a field goal. 2:20 left in the third quarter. Wisconsin leads South Florida, 28-0 at the half. Rutgers all over Massachusetts, 41-21. That's in the third quarter. Wake Forest leads Utah State, 17-14. That's in the second quarter. And, of course, Oklahoma State playing later tonight, 9:30. Tulsa time at Oregon State. So the Golden Hurricane trailing in their game at Michigan State, again, 28-3. Near the end of the third quarter in East Lansing. Well, Tom, your thoughts on the first half?
Well, I think you certainly saw a lot of good things. They had good running game, you know, A.J. Green. I think the quarterback did an outstanding job. I think one of the things they're going to have to do is get the secondary. I don't know if they're missing calls on what they're doing or what, but they can't just give them easy stuff with passes 5 yards behind them and that. And I think if we do that, we're fine.
Union will get the football back to start the second half after kicking off to begin the game. Halftime stats for Union, thanks to our man here, Richard Johns. Our starting quarterback for the first time, Geneva, was 7-14, 159 yards and one touchdown. A.J. Green led the rushers, 17 for 76 yards. Kyler Pearson, 3 catches for 23 yards. As at 273 yards of offense in the first half, Union. Ready to kick off now. Here we go. The second half underway. And he's going to go through the end zone. It'll be Union football, first and 10 at the 25-yard line. The scoring started for Union with J.D. Green hitting Jaden Lipsy, 46 yards for a touchdown pass. And coming back was Lake Ridge with a 30-yard touchdown pass from Hawkins to Masters. And then hit a 76-yard pass from Hawkins to Johnson. And with 2:05:38 left, Amon Carter, a 55-yard run. And all of a sudden, it was 20-7 Lakeside. Union, we thought they got in on a 4th-and-1, but were held out of the end zone late in the first half. Then with just 4 seconds left in the half, it was a 5-yard touchdown catch from Geneva to Maya Belt. And that left us now at 20-14, Union with the football trailing by 6 to start the second half. Jay Geneva turns, hands off. A.J. Green off the left side, drives across the 35-yard line. It looks like he's going to have another first down.
I tell you, that's what they got to do. I mean, two things. It's eating up the clock, and you're keeping that quarterback and those people from their offense off the field.
Geneva turns again, hands off to Green. Green to the left side guard. Rose ahead about 2 or 3 yards. Good play defensively there. Stacked up inside by the Eagles there. Green gets just about 3. Be 2nd-and-7. Just underway in the second half. From Mansfield, Texas, Lake Ridge leading Tulsa Union 20-14. Second-and-7 with 38-yard line. Geneva waits for the snap. Turns again. There's Green off the left side. Breaks one tackle across the 40. Dives to the 43-yard line. It'll be just 3 yards short of the first down. It'll be 3rd-and-short for Union.
And this is where I think these are the toughest plays to call if you're the offensive coordinator, because you think, you know, we've run it, we can do well. But they're looking for the run, or do you throw the short pass? I think this is tough right here. Wouldn't be surprised if they didn't find Kyler.
3rd-and-3. Green in the backfield by the quarterback, Geneva. Now is off to his right side. 1 receiver left, 2 to the right side. Back to pass on 3rd-and-3. Throws out, caught at the 50, 45-yard line. Breaks a tackle to the 40, 35. Cuts on the left side of 30. Whoa. Head over heels. Knocked down there was Kyler Pearson. Heck of a reception there. A great run by Kyler Pearson. Took a big shot at the end, but it's 1st-and-10 Union all the way down now to the 31-yard line, 27 yards on the reception to Pearson.
I tell you, he's just exciting. There is no other way. He catches the ball, makes it look easy, and then he just makes great runs after he catches it.
First and 10, Redskins, 31-yard line of passing that is Pearson again. The 15 got the ball, goes to the 10-yard line. It'll be first and goal, Union, right at the 10-yard line. Again, a nice pass by Kyler Pearson, and Geneva hit him right in stride.
Yeah, that's tough to defend, and now I think it'll help open up the running game a little bit because they've thrown some good passes the last couple of plays.
First and 10, they're going to mark it at the 11, so the chance to still get a first down inside the 1. Geneva turns, hands off to Green. Green tries to go off the left side, spun around, going to be dropped right at the 10-yard line, maybe a gain of 1 on the play. Good defensive action there by the Eagles. A.J. Green has been the workhorse in this opening drive to start the second half. Tulsa Union trailing 20-14 here at Lake Ridge. 9:30 left to play in the third quarter. Geneva, the snap from the 10-yard line, looks to the end zone, throws man wide open in the corner of the end zone, touchdown, Union. The Redskins have tied it up here. Jaden Lipsey in the back of the end zone, 6'1", 187-pound senior, makes the touchdown catch for the Redskins. He started the scoring for Union with a 30-yard catch in the first quarter. Now he comes back and ties this up at 20-20. And the extra point comes from Stephen Forbes to try to give Union the lead again.
And they had trips into the short side of the field. And Kyler Pearson stepped back two or three steps like he was going to get a quick pass. And one of their defensive backs came running up to get him. And it just left the receiver wide open in the back of the end zone.
Forbes, the extra point is up. It's good. And Union is on top again. It's Tulsa Union 21. Lake Ridge, Vansville, Texas, 29:25 left in the third quarter. This is Redskins football at 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Summertime is road trip time. Before you head out, see Dino's Tire and Wheel. Dino's encourages you to drive safe and make sure your vehicle is road ready for any hazards or inclement weather.
Don't forget to tell them about the potholes. They're everywhere. I think they move them around, so I'll hit them more than once.
Now, McGregor, don't get your cockles in an uproar. Dino's Tire and Wheel has the best alignment equipment in the city, and they'll straighten you out for sure.
Why, last month I hit a curb, bent and cracked my wheel, and Dino fixed it.
Yes, it's about the only place you can get that fixed.
And talk about value. Dino's Tire and Wheel is the best place to get your car travel ready without going broke.
Now, that's the spirit, McGregor. You'll get the best price and great advice at Dino's Tire and Wheel, conveniently located off I-244 just between Yale and Sheridan on Admiral.
Give Dino's a call in Tulsa at 838-3807. It's where Tulsa buys their tires.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Corey might even play it on air. 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Kickoff goes through the end zone by Stephen Forbes. He just made that extra point. And Lake Ridge will start first and 10 at their own 25-yard line as the Redskins have taken the lead as they've come back on their opening drive to start the second half.
Well, I think this is a big series. I know I've said that a couple times tonight, but I think this is a big series because they came out the second half. They drove it down the field just really, really well. And now it's time to make sure they get a stop on defense.
Adrian Hawkins, the senior quarterback for the Eagles, makes his team out, has one running back beside him, two receivers left, two to the right, waiting for the snap. Turns, hands off, and hit in the backfield, pushed back for a loss on the play. Great defensive effort there by the Redskins. Featherston was the ball carrier. Miles Featherstone was pushed back. Loss on the play of a yard, second and 11 now. Hawkins in the backfield, one back with him. Three receivers to the right this time, one to the left. Takes a snap on second and 11. Looks on the right side, throws as the man open, caught, makes a tackle at the 40, 45. Run, pulled down from behind at the Union 47-yard line. Wide open, made the reception there. Josh Frederick made the tackle. after a gain of 49 yards. So it's first down now for Lakeridge at the Union 47-yard line. Kalen Johnson, the receiver on the play, 49 yards. Low snap, picked up. Quarterback keeps it. Hawkins comes off the left side, 45, 40, and out of bounds, 39-yard line. It'll be a couple yards shy of the first down. Looking like a busted play on a low snap, Coach, with the quarterback. Hawkins has some quick to him.
Yeah, he does. And I'm not sure it was the low snap that caused some of the defense to be standing still, or it was the good fake that he made to the running back going in front of him.
Hawkins waiting for the snap. The Union 38-yard line. Second down, needing a yard. Looking deep, though. He's going throwing down the middle. He's got a man wide open, but overthrows him. Man was open at the five. He threw him at the goal line. Incomplete. But once again, Coach, got behind the secondary. This young secondary is a tough time tonight.
Yeah, they really are. Those are outstanding receivers that they have. And another thing is, there's no pressure on the quarterback right now. They're doing a pretty good job in the running game, stopping and cutting off the hose, but nobody's putting any pressure on that quarterback, at least not from the front three.
Cotus Martin, intended receiver inside the Union 5, incomplete. So it's third and short now, third and a yard. Way back in the shotgun, though, still is Hawkins, standing back around the Union 46-yard line. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, is going to keep it himself. Has the first down at the 35, knocked out of bounds at the 33-yard line. The quarterback keeper off the left side. Knocked out of bounds there by Chauncey Andrews. Andrews, a senior, 5'10", 183-pound free safety. Made the tackle, but not before the Eagles get a first down at the Redskins 33-yard line. 8:14 to play in the third quarter. It's Union 21, Lakeridge 20. The Eagles on the drive. Fake the handoff, Hawkins back to pass. Again, looks over the middle, has a man wide open at the five, and drops the football. He was wide open at the five-yard line, could not hold in. Incomplete pass. That was to Cameron Nereau. Off his hands, incomplete, and Union dodged another one, Coach.
Yeah, I just can't believe they're getting so wide open. And I was watching the outside receiver up at the top. He didn't even run. He just stood right there. Now they pulled him out of the game. I don't know if that was something he was supposed to do or not, but he didn't do anything.
J.R. Smith is the closest to him. Hawkins throws it, completed the 30-yard line, cuts back to 25. First down, 20. Outside the Union 16-yard line, shoved out of bounds there. And the other first down as the Eagles are on the drive here. Pass caught there by Kalen Johnson, their number one receiver. Michael Thomas had chased him out of bounds without the corner. First down all the way to the Union 16-yard line. Under 8 minutes to play in the third quarter, 21-20, Tulsa over Lakeridge. Tulsa Union leading here. Handoff goes to the outside, the 15-yard line, the 10. Cuts inside at the 5, spun down to 2. As he was just short of the goal line, that was Amon Carter, number 4, the senior running back. Off the right side, a good pickup on the play. He takes it all the way down inside the 2-yard line. It'll be first and goal for the Lakeridge Eagles. They've come right back, Coach.
I don't know what kind of track team they have, but I've seen about 4 or 5 guys that could be on the sprint relay. They've really got some speed there in the backfield.
First and goal from the 1. Hawkins, the quarterback, turns. Keeps it himself, and now he's going to the end zone from the left side. Touchdown, Adrian Hawkins on the 1-yard touchdown run. The 5'11 senior quarterback scores to put Lakeridge back in front. 26-21 with the extra point to come. And they've set their kicker up, Tabor Allen, to attempt the extra point. The difference in that game earlier was that one fumble snap on the extra point for the last touchdown. Allen waiting for the kick this time on the tee. Kicks it up, kicks it through, and Lakeridge leads now by 6. It's Lakeridge 27, Tulsa Union 21, 7:34 for the third quarter from Mansfield, Texas. It's the opener for the Redskins of 2019. You're listening to Redskins Football on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
With kids, life is one big adventure. That's why you need a strong financial partner like TTCU Federal Credit Union. You could get $150 when you open a checking account. And every time you use your School Pride debit card, TTCU donates to schools. Checking account? Why not call it your living account? TTCU Federal Credit Union. With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20% as of 7/1/19. Offer ends 10/31/19. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa. Big celebration coming up. Their grand reopening on Saturday, September 14th. And Trina, lots going on.
We have the teacher and first responder have the chance to win a 2018 Chevy Colorado. For the kids, we've got face painting and we've got bounce house.
Spectacular deals that day. We want you to be a big part of it.
Route 66 Chevrolet and Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa at I-44 Memorial. It's not only a better way to buy a vehicle,
it's the right way.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School Football, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Back in Mansfield, Texas, Union Redskins play for the kickoff. It goes out through the end zone, and Union will take over first and 10 at their own 25-yard line as Lakeridge scored on the one-yard touchdown run by quarterback Adrian Hawkins. An eight-play, 75-yard drive with a minute and 50 seconds. Put them back in front, 27-21. So out comes the Redskins offense now, led by J.D. Geneva. He was playing for Coweta last year. Moved into the Union District, though. Coach, played baseball this past spring, right?
Yes, yes. And I heard he was a pretty good baseball player. I'll tell you this, they've got to continue to take some time off the clock because they haven't been able to stop them, and they need to take some time off the clock to give their defense some rest.
Geneva takes the snap, turns hands off. Just a short gain, 2 or 3 yards up the middle. That was Avante Wilkins, number 13, running back. Gain of 3, second and 7 on their 28-yard line. Keeping the football is Geneva. Geneva will go across the 30 up to the 31-yard line. It'll be third down, about 5 or 6 yards here to go.
And this is, I've said it four or five times, but this is big because we don't want to turn the ball right back over to them. And especially at this, they'll have good field position.
Third and 4. He's a 35 for a first down. Geneva waits for the shotgun snap. One receiver left, 2 to the right side. Josh Ritter, the tight end's in the backfield with him, along with the running back, J.R. Smith. Low snap, picks it up, hands to Smith, and Smith's not going to make it. Knocked out the 32-yard line. The fourth down and punt time for Union as the Eagles defense stuffed in the center there, knocked him down at the 32-yard line. It'll be fourth down and 3. Fourth and 3, and Union will have to send the punt team out. Stephon Forrest will be punting. Deep for the Eagles. In single position, number 23. That's Tamron DeRoe. Tamron DeRoe in single safety, standing at his 40-yard line, waiting for the punt from Stephon Forbes of Union. 5:45 left, third quarter. Lakers 27, Union 21. Snap is good. Punt is away by Forbes. Fair catch is called for and taken there by Tamron. And it'll be the Eagles football. First down at their 35-yard line. They lead 27-21. This is Redskins football, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Summertime is road trip time. Before you head out, see Dino's Tire and Wheel. Dino's encourages you to drive safe and make sure your vehicle is road ready for any hazards or inclement weather.
Don't forget to tell them about the potholes. They're everywhere. I think they move them around, so I'll hit them more than once.
Now, McGregor, don't get your cockles in an uproar. Dino's Tire and Wheel has the best alignment equipment in the city, and they'll straighten you out for sure.
Why, last month I hit a curb, bent and cracked my wheel, and Dino fixed it.
Yes, it's about the only place you can get that fixed.
And talk about value. Dino's Tire and Wheel is the best place to get your car travel ready without going broke.
Now, that's the spirit, McGregor. You'll get the best price and great advice at Dino's Tire and Wheel, conveniently located off I-244 just between Yale and Sheridan on Admiral.
Give Dino's a call in Tulsa at 838-3807. It's where Tulsa buys their tires.
This is the home of Union High School football, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
And we welcome you back to Mansfield, Texas. Chris Link along with Tom Stockton. In addition to the booth here, our own state congressman. How about that for adding class to the booth? Ross Ford's jumped here to help us out with the player ID, and we needed some help, certainly. New numbers, multiple numbers. Coach has been a big help for you.
Absolutely, and I think the average IQ went up about 23 points when he sat down.
No doubt.
Richard dragged it down a little, but now it's back up.
Doc Blevins on the sideline for us. We'll hear from him post-game.
You're welcome, Richard.
It is Lakers 27, Union 21. We have a player down right now. The official stop play for a moment here. We get back to play second and five for Lakeridge at their own 39-yard line. That's Josh Peoples, the senior defensive end for Union, who was shaken up on the play, but moving off with a couple of guys helping him with the side there. A little bit of a limp, but he's on his own power. So Dwightus Evans should be in number 45 to take his place as his backup. So it'll be Lakeridge football at their own 39, second down and five. Need to get the 44 for a first down. Adrian Hawkins, one man in the backfield, two receivers to the right, one to the left. Keeps the football, hands out to Mathis Featherston. Featherston breaks the tackle, 45, 50, 45. First down for the Eagles. Hawkins on the option play, pitched out to Miles Featherston to circle the right side. Finally, it was Chauncey Andrews, the free safety of the Union, chased him out of bounds, but not before an 11-yard gain. And a first down for Lakeridge. First down now in Union territory at the Redskin 45.
Once he busted it outside, he just outran everybody that was coming in from inside out to get him.
Hawkins in the snap, shotgun, takes the snap, looks, goes off to the right side to Featherston. Featherston tackled right away, pushed out of bounds. Good play defensively there, knocked out of bounds at the 46-yard line. That was Josh Frederick, the outside linebacker, 6'2", 198 senior. Make his dad proud there, Tom.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, it's really kind of funny watching some of these kids. I remember when he was little bitty on the sidelines going out to get the tea and all that kind of stuff.
Second nine from the Union 44 for Lakeridge. Hawkins takes a step, looks, now pumps, throws down the middle. Got a man behind the secondary, wide open, caught, knocked at the second yard, three-yard line. He stumbled and fell on his own. Is it bad news? That was, again, Kylan Johnson got behind the Union secondary. JoJo Nichols, the senior, one of our starters back there in the center, got beat badly on the play, Coach.
Yeah, and I really don't know whether they're busting up some coverages or but they are. I'm going to tell you what, their skilled kids are really fast. That's one of the first things you notice about them.
His first to go from the one-yard line for Lakeridge. Quarterback waits for the snap. Takes it, gonna throw, now pulls it down, now scrambles it back, being crushed in the backfield. I was gonna throw it out of the end zone, incomplete. He was really getting some pressure from the Redskins there. Big Mason Gibbons, the nose guard, was one of them back there chasing.
That was a good play by the quarterback because he's been out running them when he's trying to go wide, and had he tried to go wide there, I think he'd have lost some ground, so he just threw the ball away.
Evans also is back there defensively for Union. So now it's second and goal from the one-yard line. Hawkins takes, turns, hands off, stacked up and pushed back. The two-yard line was Amon Carter. Boy, they jumped on him quickly there and shoved him back. Good penetration again. Leading the way was Mason Gibbons, the 300-pound nose guard. Gets some help in a hurry.
I think what they got to watch for here is the run-pass option thing. I think the quarterback could pull it.
Third
the way
goal.
They're lined up, come out this way, come left.
Lost a yard, so third and goal from the two now. Under 4 minutes left from the third quarter, 27-21, Lakeridge leads. And a fumble snap, quarterback picks it up, Hawkins now got a throw for the end zone, and he's got a touchdown. Oh, he scrambled out, found a man in the end zone, and hit him with a short pass, Amon Carter. It looked like he was going to receive the handoff, but they fumbled that, and he put the pressure on, but all of a sudden, Hawkins stepped back, found Carter. By himself, right across the goal line, hit him with a perfect pass, 3:49 left in the third quarter. All of a sudden, Lakeridge just moved their lead back up to 33-21, extra point to follow. Tabor Allen in to try the 34th point for the Eagles. It's up, it's good, 3:49 to play in the third quarter, and Union's got to get busy here. It's Lakeridge, Mansfield, 34, Union Redskins, 21. We're listening to KRMG 10-1023, Tulsa's News and Talk.
From the Ferguson Subaru and Broken Arrow Studios, KRMG-FM Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa, a Cox Media Group station.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa. Big celebration coming up. Their grand reopening on Saturday, September 14th. And Trina, lots going on.
We have the teacher and first responder have the chance to win a 2018 Chevy Colorado. For the kids, we've got face painting and we've got bounce house.
Spectacular deals that day. We want you to be a big part of it.
Route 66 Chevrolet and Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa at I-44 Memorial. It's not only a better way to buy a vehicle,
it's the right way.
We are the comfiest, coziest part of your home. Ozark Foam.
As the temperature goes up this summer, so will your energy bill. If your home is insulated with fiberglass or cellulose, you could be paying more than you should to cool your home. One call to Ozark Foam and you could save up to 50% on your monthly utility bill.
We are the comfiest, coziest part of your home. Ozark Foam.
Catch every moment of Union High School football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Lakers to kick off here after just scoring. They take a 34-21 lead, short kick. It goes through the goal line. He's going to have kick and knee is green. He thought about running it out. After it spun away from him, he let it go in the end zone. It'll be Union football, first and 10 at the 25-yard line. That last scoring drive, coach, again, under 2 minutes, minute 50. They went 66 yards in six plays. That one-yard touchdown pass from Hawkins to the running back Amon Carter just across the goal line. The extra point good. And all of a sudden, Union is now down 34-21.
Well, it's kind of obvious. We've got to take the ball down there and go score.
Here come the Redskins. Geneva, the senior quarterback, in his first start for the Redskins. Sends Frederick in motion, takes a snap, turns, hands off. That's Green off the left side, breaks a couple tackles, 40, breaks up, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. Here he goes, 30, 25, 20. And listen to you, coach. Five, touchdown. Redskins. Goes 75 yards, the touchdown run by the junior A.J. Green. We have a Union player down in the run inside the 35-yard line. A touchdown play, though, was what a run by Green.
Yeah, he showed that 10-500-meter track speed right there because there were two or three guys that had angles on them, and they just got left behind.
Down in the field is Alex Slaughter for Union.
Looks like a cramp.
Slaughter, 6 foot, 275-pound junior. And the Union training staff's getting up on his feet now. I think you're right, Coach. He's okay. He's jogging off the field now. Extra point coming up here for Stephen Forbes as the Redskins strike quickly. Coach, I listen to you. Good call.
I'll tell you what, that cat was flying because there were two guys that had angles on him, and you know they have some talent back in the secondary here, and they just completely didn't realize he was that fast.
That's our 10-500 guy.
Yeah.
The state 100 meters. Oh, now Union messes up with a snap. Rolling out. Pearson looking, trying to get in the end zone with it. Pushed out of bounds.
He did.
What a job by Kyler Pearson. It was a low snap. Pearson picked it up, rolled to his right. Looked at him on the sideline. Just kept driving and got the extra point. That could really be important.
That's huge.
Wow.
And he doesn't weigh but about 150, 155 pounds, something like that. And he bulled two guys and went into the end zone with both of them tackling him.
3:35 left to play in the third quarter. It's now Lakewood 34, Tulsa Union 29. This is Redskins football on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Compare online or even better in person at Dunge's. Dunge's in Bartlesville is the only place where you can compare Ford versus Toyota or Toyota versus Lincoln. Dunge's family is celebrating 90 years of selling Ford, Lincoln, and Toyota all in one place. Dunge's model year-end clearance is on this month. Take 22% off remaining 2019 Ford F-150 XLTs plus amazing clearance prices on Toyota Camry. Camry, Highlander, RAV4, and Tacoma trucks. At Dunges, you will get super aggressive trade-in offers along with the Dunges Advantage warranty. A 7-year, 100,000-mile extended warranty at no additional cost. And it comes standard with every new Ford, Lincoln, or Toyota. At Dunges, we stack them side by side to make it easy to compare the look and feel of a Ford F-150 versus Toyota Tundra, or the Toyota Highlander versus the luxury of a Lincoln. Plus, Dunges sweetens their car deals with $9.95 oil changes. Dunges Choice is the smart choice, and they're only minutes away from you in Bartlesville. Get more info at DungesChoice.com.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the free KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Long kickoff, and they're going to, Lincoln's going to run it out of the end zone. 10, 15, 20, and just knocked down short of the 25-yard line. So they were, what, my gosh, 6-7 yards deep in the end zone, ran it out of there.
But yeah.
Redskins caught up with them before they get to the 25-yard line. It'll be Eagles football, first and 10 at their 24, 3:27 left third quarter. Lake Ridge Mansfield 34, Tulsa Union 29.
And it's like, well, duh, they've got to make a stop. They've got to make a stop. Because it's obvious we can move the ball on them and go score. We got to make a stop and quit playing uphill.
Hawkins first and 10 from their own 24-yard line for the Eagles. The backfield, Miles Featherston next to him. Hands hand to him. He is stacked up. Breaks one tackle and drives forward to the 25-yard line. God, they had him caught in the backfield, coach. He pulled away, and the 5'9", 164-pound senior dragged a couple Redskins with him up to the 25-yard line. It'll be a second down and 9. Just got a yard on the play, but had him in the backfield.
Yeah, they did, and now we got to make sure they don't get out of this with some 20, 30-yard pass.
In the backfield, take the snap as Hawkins, quarterback, throws off to the right side, and nice job.
Yes.
The defense comes up and slams him down just across the 25-yard line. It'll be third and long now, third and long. Clock running, 2:35 left third quarter, third down and 6. Hawkins brings him up from their own 28-yard line. They need to get to the 35 for a first down here. Hawkins takes a snap, looks over the middle, throws over the middle, and is caught. But it's going to be held short of a first down. Nice job.
This will be interesting. Because neither one's stopping the other one right now. And the coaches may be thinking that if we punt it, we're just going to. So it'll be interesting. And we need to make sure we don't jump off sides, too, if they try for some long count.
It's marked 4th and 1. They're going to mark the football, looks like, at the 34-yard line. They've got to get the 35 for
a first down.
No way.
Way?
At the 34? Well, they did. You're right. They moved the chains, Coach.
Yeah, I saw that guy moving him. I just thought, whoa.
Home field for you. All right, first down for the Eagles. First and 10, the 34.
Oh, then we just gave him a free play. Thing.
Throws out to the right side, picked up there to the 40, runs out of bounds to the 43-yard line. Flag down on the play as well.
Yeah, we jumped off sides. That's why I say it was a free play. I believe we jumped one of our defensive linemen.
Obviously, they're going to take the yardage on the play and another mark it at the 40-yard line. Now they'll block it back. It's going to go against Lake Ridge. How about that, Coach?
That's huge.
I'm sorry. Now they go with the Ridge Line. Now they move back upfield. Now they mark it down to the 39-yard line. It'll be first and five. First and five now for Lake Ridge. On the 38, and he gets the 44 for a first down here. As Hawkins takes the snap. Again, looks down the middle, looks over the left side, throws an incomplete. Receiver had it for a moment, hit the turf and rolled over, couldn't hold on to it there as Kalen Johnson, incomplete. And a second down. Kevin Kalo, defensively for Union, was right there. Second and five from 39. Hawkins, three receivers left, one to the right, one man in the backfield with him. Back to pass. Looks to his left side. Scrambles, being pushed, pressured. Gets away again. Now he's going to scramble to 35 at the 40. Gets away. Good one man without, pulled down again. Nice job defensively. Unit came strong on the play there. Number five, J.R. Smith, the strong safety sophomore, made the tackle on the play. And it's going to be now third down and loss of a yard there. Third and six, Coach. Big play again for him.
Huge.
At the 38. Again, they can get a first down at their own 44-yard line. Union trying to get the football back here.
We can't let him have all the time back there. If they're going to pass it, we've got to put a little pressure on him.
Coming down to the final minute of this third quarter, Union trailing 34-29. Hawkins on third and six. Takes a snap, hands it off, 40, spins, 45, and just really close to a first down. See where they're going to mark it here.
He made it. But, yep, they're moving the chains over there.
Yeah, I'll tell you, they don't measure much here, do they?
No.
At the 44, that's where we had to go, though, for the first down. So first and 10. And that keeps the clock going. 44 seconds left in this third quarter. The Union trailing 34-29. Hawkins takes a snap. Again, a low snap. Throws over the middle and is caught. You're going to say it's complete? Yes. Nice diving catch made there at the 48-yard line. Kevin Masters on the reception. Second and five from the 49-yard line. Lakers own territory. Hawkins turns, hands off. Caught from behind, but still spinning across the midfield into Union territory. Good strong run there by Amon Carter, the 5'10", 173-pound senior.
It's third quarter.
And that is the end of our third quarter. One more quarter of football left here in Mansfield, Texas, in the season opener for both of these teams. And at the end of three, it's the Lakeridge Eagles, 34, Tulsa Union Redskins, 29. You're listening to Redskins Football. 102.3 KLMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.
There's a lot of bad legislation proposed in D.C., and your freedom could be in danger because of it. Patriot Mobile is doing something about it. Take something as simple as your cell phone. You use it every day, and you can use it to make a change for your values. Veteran-led Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every cell phone bill to conservative organizations that fight for First and Second Amendment rights, religious liberty, and the sanctity of life. Join thousands of Americans using Patriot Mobile and get reliable nationwide coverage. Keep your phone number, bring your own phone, or buy a new one. Now you can get the Moto Z3 Play for only $5 a month. Save $180 on this feature-rich phone. Includes a 6-inch screen, expandable storage, a high-quality camera, and more only while supplies last. With unlimited plans starting as low as $25 a month, switch today. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana. It's PatriotMobile.com/Dana. Since 2015, Patriot Mobile has used over $2 million to support conservative causes. That's why I endorse and work with Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/Dana.